There we go. Friday Night Lights, Will Schofield, David Mundy taking you through Friday Night Footy. There's a bit going on in the footy. 11 goals, 5, 71 to Brisbane. Play 6 goals, 3, 39 Melbourne. I mean, scoring shots alone tells the story in that game. We've got the Socceroos going on, as Mousy reminded us. 2-1 in a friendly against Ecuador. Jackson Irvine scoring. Which was good to see. Now, Dave, we're going to go through some knee-jerk reactions in the second hour of this show. We're going to give you some big moments to go through and give you some yes or no and a bit of an argument either way. But Bill's called in first. We're going to take Bill's call. G'day, Bill.
Yeah, hi. With the bump, I don't think the bump is dead. It's just the way they approached the tackle. They went in and hit deliberately to the head. Now, if it was a shoulder to shoulder, they were both, three of those tackles would have been fine. And the guy comes in from about 20 metres away at pace and hits him right in the head. Well, it may be high, not directly in the head, but you saw the sweat fly off the guy. They hit him with so much impact, it was unbelievable, you know?
Yes.
So if they're tackled correctly and it's shoulder to shoulder, there's nothing wrong with the bump.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, we certainly don't want to advocate physicality coming out of the off the game or out of the game. But splitting someone down the middle, I think it's just I'm not sure if there's much of an argument for it, to be honest.
For the bump staying,
yeah,
I agree.
Like, there's not actually a devil's advocate I can even play here. Usually like to do that, but you just see it, and you know. I was never a massive bumper,
no.
But I like physicality, but they're different things, right?
100%. And we've seen, instances where a fair bump has come in, but with the whiplash effect, you know, heads flopping around everywhere, particularly when they're not ready for it, you know, that has as big an impact as, you know, getting someone flush.
And you got to consider down in the lower legs as well. I mean, we had a bit of a laugh about your coaching year threes, but those kids do look up to things that happen in games. We had a function with Josh Kennedy today and had, a laugh about the way he was running up for goal. But kids watch AFL players and they see what they do and they take it into lower levels, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, I fielded a lot of questions already in my role as year three coach, so from parents in terms of that space. So you're right, it does permeate more levels and is more important than just the elite level.
Thanks for your text so far on the program. We are getting them 0487 999 882. We had the Curno versus Cameron debate. You had Cameron. Yep. I had Curno. Look, as far as I can tell, the Curnos have it. I've got Curno by a mile, Curno, Curno, Curno. Someone said, I agree with Dave, Jeremy Cameron. So Curno at the moment has it. Who would you take first in your team? Jeremy Cameron, Charlie Curno. Dave's got Cameron. I've got Curno.